We'd like to welcome everyone out and to our Heather Ridge Sixth Ward Sacrament meeting on Christmas. And Merry Christmas, and hopefully everybody had a nice morning leading up to our program today. A few announcements. One, at the end of the meeting, if we could get a few people to put up the chairs just in the back. We don't have to do anything more than that, but let's make sure we have those chairs picked up. Also, the bishop will be staying after for a little while for anybody that still needs to do their tithing declaration. So he'll be staying around. Also, next Sunday, Fast Sunday is on the January 8th, the following Sunday. So next Sunday won't be Fast Sunday. But also with regards to our transition for Sunday school classes, next week we're going to keep everything the same as it has been, and then we'll do the transition with the youth and the primary the following Sunday. So if you're a Sunday school teacher, just continue to prepare with your same class. The new materials should be online. And then the following Sunday, we'll take care of the overall transition. Also, I failed to acknowledge President Anderson on the stand today. He will be presiding, and again, I will be conducting. Our opening hymn is on page 209, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and the invocation will be offered by Brother Mike Jensen.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful to gather this Christmas day on which we can more especially remember and honor the birth of thy Son, and not only that, but his life and his atonement for us and his continuing mission. We pray for the grace of thy Son to be with us. Help us to repent of our sins and grant us forgiveness, and help us to forgive those around us so that we can feel more of the love of thee and thy Son in our midst. We're grateful for families. We pray for their welfare according to our faith. And this we do in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We have no ward or stake business, so at this time we will prepare for the sacrament by singing on page 196, Jesus Wants a Humble Birth.
Thank you.
Just wanted to acknowledge again for all the family and friends that are visiting, especially for those who have been away with callings outside of our ward. It's great to see you back. We have a wonderful program that has been put on by, or will be put on by, our ward choir. I won't go through in detail the program. If hopefully you have one of our Christmas programs and you can walk through that. The bishop at the end will have some closing remarks, and then our closing hymn will be on page 201, Joy to the World, and the benediction will be offered by Sister Dixie Clifford.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoso believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. Could we have the primary children come up, please? And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you. and bless the children one by one as they gather round his knee. These tiny feet so soft and new, these feet will walk upon the sea.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Hymn 211, please.
Oh,
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go now, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Thank you.
And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Now when Jesus was born, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Hymn 210, please.
As we seek through our discipleship to follow the star on our journey to know the Savior, will we be humble and prepared as were these wise men of old to give our treasures to him? The wise men presented gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but these are not the gifts Jesus asks of us. From the treasures of our heart, Christ asks that we give ourselves, for behold, the Lord requireth the heart and a willing mind. As we consider the magnitude of what occurred on that sacred, glorious night so long ago, our hearts will swell with gratitude and joy, and we may feel as Alma expressed. Therefore, let us glory. Yea, we will glory in the Lord. Yea, we will rejoice, for our joy is full. Yea, we will praise our God forever. Behold, who can glory too much in the Lord? Yea, who can say too much of his great power and of his mercy and of his long suffering toward the children of men? Behold, I say unto you, I cannot say the smallest part which I feel.
Merry Christmas, brothers and sisters. What a pleasure to be with you today on this Sabbath Christmas. I am very grateful to you for being here and so thankful to all who have made this a wonderful sacrament service. To our choir director, and all the others, all the wonderful talent. I am deeply grateful for helping to make this a wonderful Christmas. I love everything about Christmas. I love the decorations, the songs. I love the programs, everything about it. The older I get, the more I enjoy it, and the shorter the season becomes. It's hard to believe the Christmas Day is already here. It seems like the season just begun. I've really enjoyed this season participating in various programs and attending the Tabernacle Choir, the Christmas concert, and other events. Last Sunday, I was able to spend some time in our nation's capital with everything decorated for Christmas and to see the national Christmas tree and wreaths on the graves at Arlington. And to just experience the joy of a nation celebrating the birth of our Savior. Last night, we did our usual traditions of Christmas, which include nativity. Maybe many of you did the same thing or have done the same thing, where the children dress up and you reenact a beautiful night that our Savior was born. But I was struck last night as we, as these family programs go, they're never perfect. There's always some mistakes and some giggling and laughing and children not remembering their parts and all of those things. But I was touched as I watched this scene play out and realized that this was not a fairy tale. This was not pretend. Our Savior really was born of a Virgin Mary in the humblest of circumstances, a stable and a manger. It's true. It really did happen that way. And I am so grateful for my Savior, Jesus Christ. So grateful for his gospel. And so grateful for his atoning sacrifice. And to be here on this day, celebrating his birth and renewing my covenants made available to me through his atoning sacrifice. And it is my great pleasure to leave with you my testimony that he lives, and he is in fact our Savior and Redeemer. And I leave that with you in his name, even Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn 201, please stand.
Every
Our loving Heavenly Father, as we commemorate the birth of thy Son, our hearts are filled with joy, with gratitude, with wonder at his birth, as his life, and at his mission for us. May this day truly be in his name, in our homes, and in our hearts. We thank thee for our blessings, for the infinite goodness and tender mercies of thy Spirit to us, and pray that we might find in this day and in this new year peace and joy in the gospel, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.